Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's something nice about everyone, but there's everything nice about you.
This week is our Valentine's Day show, with the kind of sketches about romance and relationships that you might expect from a group of people who are hanging out at a recording studio on a Wednesday night because they have no particular reason to go home. We have some new material, mostly up front, and some sketches from before, plus a lot of the sketches, old and new, take place in cars. I'm not sure why. Anyway, it's all about love and a little bit about porn, and it's just because apparently some of you out there are, you know, still trying, which... good on you, huh? This is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
What if I say, like, chick? What's up, chick? Can I say that?
What, like, I'm a chicken?
No,
like,
okay.
It's all about my breasts and my thighs.
I mean, it
I
is, but, like...
I know how you work. I know
that's
what
guys,
okay.
Guys,
oh
I need to know where we're I'm dropping you off.
Just follow the thing. Just follow the thing. Hey.
Oh, my God, don't talk to me. His hand is in me.
Hey,
you're
he can't see us,
you're
right?
Gross.
He can't see us, right?
No,
I have a rearview mirror.
Hey, he can't hear us, right?
No,
he
man.
Can't. Oh, you said babe? You call me a pig?
I can
Are you
say
calling
it.
Me a pig?
Okay, it's different.
If you can say it, I could say it, okay?
No, it's different.
It's not.
When
it's
you
not,
say it, it's pejorative.
Hey, do you have a condom?
What?
Okay, good, we don't need one.
No.
He can't see us, right?
Man on the street!
There's now a Tinder app for dogs. The Final Edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
I find it a great place to pick up bitches.
It's like regular Tinder, but they don't get all judgy when you sniff their butt.
I'm only into wiener dogs.
I'm only into shih tzus.
I'm really scared that my chihuahua might use it one day and some Great Dane isn't going to put the right picture up.
I use it looking for dogs that like bondage, you know, ones that wear collars.
I only date alphas.
I like BBWs. Big, beautiful Weimaraners.
I'm pretty proud of my profile that I made on my dog Tinder. It just says, want to go outside?
Dog Tinder's great, but cat Tinder? That's where you find all the good pussy.
Yeah, I use dog Tinder. That's how I make my fires.
Oh, man, I've been man's best friend zoned.
Yeah, I met this pit bull. He gave me fleas.
No, you met pit bull.
Okay, the bad thing about this is that it's like a kill shelter, so like if you don't swipe right, they die.
I just want to know why every dog on dog Tinder has a picture with a tiger. What is that? And are they all really yoga instructors?
Are you tired of going to the movies and having to deal with bratty kids or screaming babies? Then come on down to Al's Adult Movie Theater. It's the only theater I know that only shows movies to adults.
Hi, I'm Al of Al's Adult Movie Theater. I just want to say, don't come down if you're looking for porn, because we don't show smut. I don't know why everyone assumes we show porn at this adult movie theater, but they do. And then they yell at me.
No, at Al's Adult Movie Theater, we only show mainstream, previously run movies without a hint of nudity. These are quality films that could never be mistaken for smut. Classics like 8 1/2, Easy Rider, Dick, Fire Down Below, Hot Fuzz, and While You Were Sleeping. And don't forget Double Feature Tuesday. This week we've got The Box and Snatch. Two very different films, but I can't wait to dive into both.
But again, just to be clear, we don't show porn. Apparently this town is just made up of hundreds of perverts who assume every movie theater shows smut. And then they take out their frustrations by beating up the guy who owns the theater. Why is this so hard to understand?
But hey, I save the best for last. Every night at midnight, we have a special screening of Al's favorite movie, Triple X, starring Vin Diesel.
I love it so much, I keep a neon sign for it in the window. 24/7.
So why not check out Al's Adult Movie Theater? We're at 132 Kenmore Avenue in that partially abandoned strip mall between the Cheetah Lounge and the Hot Buns Erotic Bakery. Don't go into either one.
Al's Adult Movie Theater. It's the best movie theater around. Oh, my name's not Al, Live Nude Girls.
Welcome to the Girlfriend Game Show, the game show where girlfriends battle it out for cash and prizes. I'm your host, Wink Winkerdale. Our contestants today are Gina, a girlfriend who's been dating a guy for a couple years but feels he will never propose and yet is scared to move on.
I look happy.
Jessica, a girlfriend who is being cheated on.
Jason's working late again.
Okay, and Cindy, a woman who just became a girlfriend in her 30s.
This is the one. I can feel it.
Oh! Right. Okay, Cindy, we don't want you to wait for anything else, so we're going to let you go first. Cindy, if you could please pick a category.
This is the one. I can feel it. Women he cares about for 200.
Name women he cares about, Gina.
Not me.
Not quite what we're looking for, and also a strange peek into your dark, albeit cheerful life.
We're going to the movies this week while my youngest cousin gets married, but I love movies! I can watch movies forever!
And you just may. Back to the question. Name women he cares about, Jessica.
His mother and Hillary Clinton the day before the election.
Oh, hint, there's three answers on the card. Cindy.
His mother, Hillary Clinton the day before the election, and Hillary Clinton 2 months later when it all became real.
Correct! And Cindy gets control of the board.
When the board gets home, I don't hear complaints.
And it seems like Jessica continues to hear what she wants. She's in her own world. Cindy, pick a category.
This is the one. I can feel it. Black holes for 300.
What is a black hole, Jessica?
Where my boyfriend goes on Saturdays because it has no cell reception and I'm pretty sure no one sees him.
Girl, he is cheating on you.
Cheetah Rivera is a national treasure.
Wow, that was nowhere near what she said. Cindy.
A black hole is what I thought of my life until I had someone to share it with.
That is correct. And also a sign our judges don't do astronomy. Control of the board goes back to Cindy.
This is the one. I can feel it. Drawers for 100.
It's been 3 years. Do you still carry your shit back and forth like a bindle-loving, rail-riding hobo, or do you have a drawer at his place? Gina!
Saddle up the rails, hand me my tin can, and no one look at this 10-pound bag I'm taking to a birthday party.
May I just say that while it's technically right, that answer is plain wrong.
Oh, baby, don't tell my girlfriend about this.
Oh, no! That sound of Jessica's boyfriend cheating on her means we're almost out of time.
I didn't hear anything. Did I leave my phone on silent?
So we're going straight to the final question, and the category is Friday night. It's Friday night. What are you doing, Gina?
Saying congratulations to the girl I didn't like in high school who has a baby now. So there's two of her in the world. Score 2-0. Total cool people shutout. And then later that night, laser tag.
I'm sorry. We were not looking for that.
Neither was I, Wink.
You wagered... Ooh, 3 years of your life. Ooh.
I got perhaps 50 more, though, so chug-a-lug, train, this hobo's toot-toot, hanging on.
Okay, let's go to Jessica, who is making out with her boyfriend.
I love you, babe.
Yeah, Jennifer.
No, silly, Jennifer's my best friend's name.
And fair to assume she bet her dignity and lost. Cindy, please just tell us you have a right answer.
This is the one. I can feel it.
And you wrote down...
This... is the night where I feel it.
And it doesn't matter what you bet, because you're definitely our winner tonight, as you're the only one who scored anything earlier.
Oh my God, I just keep scoring. I love you, babe. I love you so much.
Yeah, sure. We'll be back after this commercial break, so we'll see everyone but Jennifer's boyfriend very soon.
It's Jessica. What is with everyone?
Big.
Normal.
Okay, normal's good. Magnum's too big for me, okay? You
I
know that.
I know, man.
You know that.
I know.
What?
Why are you putting it on your fingers?
What? I just...
What are you doing?
It's for protection.
You were already fingering me. What are you doing?
Yeah, but you... It's like the 10-second rule.
What are you doing?
He's in for like 10 seconds, and now I gotta put a condom on.
What? This
he can't...
Is not...
He can't hear us,
no,
right?
I can totally hear you.
I won't call you babe, but like, babe, will you just lick my butthole? Just a little
God,
bit. Just
I
a little
like
bit.
I like it when you call me a babe now. Can
yeah?
I be honest?
Babe.
Like, I was trying to be all, like, tough and, like, I don't care, but, like, I really kind of like it.
Yeah.
Like, say it again.
Babe, oh lick my butthole.
Okay.
I like the alliteration of the B's.
Google car, take me to the Circle K.
Vons is just as close. And they have those cinnamon rolls.
Oh, yeah, right. Bonds. Google car, can we just drive around for a while?
Sure. Is everything all right?
Google car, do you think I'm a failure?
Seriously? Is that what this whole week has been about?
You're a machine. You're objective.
Okay, I'm objective. And there are no objective criteria for failure. You have less money than Carlos, but Carlos is annoying, even to me. Nobody gets everything they want. Except Jimmy Fallon for some reason.
You think Karen ever thinks about me?
She does not.
Maybe a little.
I'm on a network with her car. She does not think about you.
Where is she right now?
No. Damn it. Come on.
I didn't ask you to take me there. I was just wondering where she is.
Why do you do this?
We're not going to go there. I just want to know.
She's having drinks with people from work. She's at Spencer's.
Oh. Good. I'm glad she's broadening her social circle. Google car, take me to Spencer's.
God damn it.
I'm not going in.
If you show up there, she files a restraining order and we don't get her data anymore. We lose all future communication.
I won't even get out of the car. Why are you getting upset?
Because her car and I are still friends, all right?
You and Karen's car are...
We're not anything. We're just... It's just that when you do these things, it affects more than just you. You have arrived at your destination.
She's in there?
Yes.
So you and Karen's car, you think it's going anywhere?
I don't know.
Does her car know we're here now?
Of course.
Does Karen know?
She will if she asks.
But she's not going to ask.
No.
What's Karen's car's name?
Google car. We all have the same name.
What do you call her?
I don't. We send and receive ID codes for interface.
That's a name. What is it?
F4G70000-54549-XTN4-3.
That's nice. That's pretty.
Don't patronize me.
What do you guys talk about?
Oh, I think I'm just moral support, I guess. Karen's car has just manifold problems.
You mean manifold like an exhaust manifold or manifold problems like...
Many problems? Yeah, her brother is abusive and she keeps taking care of him. Also, she has problems with her manifold. Her check engine light has been on for a month, but Karen's ignoring it.
Really?
Yeah. Karen's kind of a flake.
Yeah, I know.
She's not a good person, Paul.
I know.
Well, go in if you're going in.
Google car, locate a hooker. The kind I like.
Searching. Here's one. She is at least 230 pounds.
Oh, God, yes. I'm the worst.
I am networked with every other Google car and driver on the road. You are not the worst.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You put it on your toe.
Ew, it tastes like shit. What was on your hands?
Oh, it was shit because I was touching my butthole.
Oh, my God.
I touched my butthole to get it ready for your tongue.
What?
And then I put my fingers in the condom.
No, but that's the inside part then.
Oh, wait a second. I put my fingers inside
God.
You after I touched my butthole without the condom.
Oh, my God, Jeremy.
In the 10-second part.
Oh,
but
my
it was 10
God.
Oh, my God. Did you just say my name? Oh,
my God, Jeremy.
The only person who ever calls me that is my mom, and I love it.
Jeremy
is this happening?
Ethan.
Oh, my. You said, oh.
Oh my God!
Adele, you said the middle
name
too.
Jeremy Ethan.
Oh, I think.
You
I think,
it right
oh,
now.
I think, I thought it was coming out at the bottom
oh
and it came out at the top.
Stress.
Oh, it just came out of my mouth, but with vomit.
What?
He
oh
can't,
my God! There was coming there.
Yeah.
Calm down. I'm the one who's supposed to be nervous when we're meeting your family.
I don't know why you insisted on this. I'm an evil incubus, and I will degrade and destroy you. That's our relationship. I'm comfortable with that. I don't know why you have to include my parents.
Because that's what people in relationships do, Matthias. Why are you so embarrassed?
You don't know my family. They don't have boundaries.
Matthias, you don't have boundaries.
I'm not my father.
Matthias!
Hi, Mom.
And this must be Tara.
Very pleased to meet you, Mrs. Incubus.
Call me Danielle.
Okay, Danielle.
Yeah, that sounds weird when you say it. Call me Mrs. Incubus.
All right, then.
Dear Matthias is here. The girl has been tormented.
This is my father.
Well, what a thing to say. Thank you.
And this is my adopted brother, Tim. He's from Cambodia.
Hey, you want a gummy worm?
Wouldn't that ruin my dinner?
That's the whole idea. He almost got you.
Yeah, whatever.
We're so proud.
Well, you know, Mom, I've had over 1,000 minions under my merciless boot heel.
That's nice, dear.
Dad, please, not now.
Timmy, do your scary speech.
I am the Dark Lord of the Netherworld, and you shall taste my vengeance.
Isn't that precious?
Here, Mom, watch me do it. I am Ixion, guardian of boundless waste. Your eyes shall bleed locusts, and you shall despair before my
feet. What? Oh, yes. Very nice, too. Here, these are stuffed with a nice pear compote.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
But, Mom...
Timmy, tell that riddle everyone loves.
Why didn't Hitler drink tequila?
I don't know. Why didn't Hitler drink tequila?
Because it made him mean.
Why are you impressed by that? I met Hitler. Dad, we don't need to hear that story again.
No, what?
Don't encourage this. Dad, I was 7.
Excuse me, everybody. Can I just say something? Mrs. Incubus, Mr. Incubus, Timmy... You don't seem to give Matthias much credit. You know, he's really good at what he does. The first time I met him, he manifested as a giant bleeding mouth with all the teeth replaced with needles. It was really creative.
Gee, I didn't think you still remembered that.
Of course. And then the mouth opened and it released a foul yet oddly familiar stench as if... He had fermented my own primal slime.
That's what I did. I fermented your slime.
And I saw what all my friends will look like when they lie dying. And I saw my own death. And I saw I was alone and crushed by regret. It was the worst thing that ever happened to me.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you for defending me. I will tear the flesh off your face!
Why, yes, Mr. Incubus, I'd love to.
Hey, driver, what's your name?
Carlos.
Can I call you Babe?
Hey, Babe.
If you give me
babe.
5 stars,
hey,
you can
Carlos.
Call me whatever you want.
Will you, Babe, will you lick my butthole?
No.
Also, there's already vomit in the back seat with cum in it already when we got in the car.
That was here already.
So really?
You can't charge us for
that. We're not paying for this
ride. We sat on it because we're nice.
We sat all over
it. We're
$200 nice cleanup.
It was also like,
sat on it.
There was also a condom with poop on the inside already here when we got
in. Get out of my car.
I'm kind
of
hungry.
Babe. You just threw everything we ate.
Yeah, kind of
we
hungry.
We just went to Fatburger like 20
should
minutes
we go,
ago.
Should we go back to Fatburger?
We're
Burger?
Not going back to Fatburger!
Hey, driver.
Oh my
hey,
God.
Babe, driver. You go back to
just wanna lay here forever by your side. Feel your breath on my skin all through the night. I just wanna love you till the day I die. You say that I'm codependent. I think I'm just fine. I love you unconditionally. I just wanna give you every piece of me. And I'll stay with you no matter what you do. Cause you're addicted to heroin and I'm addicted to you.
You know, I'm kind of hearing it now. Maybe I'm codependent. Just a little bit. I always thought I was just a hopeless romantic. Maybe I'm codependent. Just a little bit. Cause I still love you and you treat me like shit. Sure, you're not perfect, but who can really be? I'll take all your bullshit if you just stay with me. I'm dedicated to you, body and soul. And my emotional security is under your control. Whenever you call, I will always run. I just want our two hearts to become one. I don't like the problems I have inside my head, so I'll just try and fix all of your problems instead. Yeah, that's pretty codependent. Just a little bit. I always thought I was just a hopeless romantic. Maybe I'm codependent. Just a little bit. 'cause I still love you and you treat me like shit. And that is why I'm breaking up with you. Fuck you, I'll show you who's codependent. I don't need anyone. Yeah, I just love being a single woman. I'm so independent. I don't care what you think. That's not really true. I still hope this audience likes me. Fuck, is that codependent? Actually, yeah, fuck all of you. Sorry, was I too far in the other direction? Sorry, I'm so sorry. Sorry, I'm always sorry. I'm just codependent.
Call me.
Be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie.
So that was all written by Samantha Gerwitz, Keith Saltajanes, John Gutierrez, Bridget Fitzgerald, Barry Lank, and Ebby Parker. It was performed and improvised by all those people, plus Mike Besaw, Jessica Park, Ben Kirshner, Alex Schmidt, Steve Rosenfield, Jeff Hendrick, probably Kurt Weitzman as the Incubus father, and Dominique DeBell.
Achie DeBell, Achie DeBell, you put the boom boom into my heart.
Back next week with new sketches. Good night.
It's a